Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com! Yeah, welcome to the Revolution, kids! Holy cow, I'm looking up these people here.
What?
I did not know who Mickey Gooch was.
Right?
I didn't know. We're gonna get deep into it today, kids.
I feel like we have a connection somehow through him, though.
I don't know who
Jared
this is.
I don't know who this is. Okay.
We'll find out. The top of the show here real quick. Our good buddy Ryan Mills will be doing a tasting tomorrow night in Frisco, Texas, right outside of Dallas there. Ooh. From 4 to 7 at that HEB. We find out the old address here where Ryan Mills is going to be. They're giving out free merch and fun stuff there. 4800 Main Street, Frisco, Texas. Free tasting, free merch for Hard AF Seltzer. Friday, April 5th, tomorrow at the HEB from 4 to 7 p.m. Also, give a shout out to King's Liquor in Fort Worth, the TCU area just picked us up, as well as Dutch's Burgers, Fort Worth, TCU. Area. Let's go, dude. I've been in TCU. Is it a fun school to party at?
Nah.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay, slight disagreement there.
It's all right.
Okay.
I love Fort Worth. I think Fort Worth is actually better than Dallas.
I agree with that.
I've heard a lot of people say that, actually. I've been there once, actually. There was a brand new arena there. I took my son, Jax, to a Sweet 16 game there.
Nice.
Dickie's Arena, I believe is the name of it. It was nice.
Yeah.
Nice, brand new out there.
If I had to raise a family in Texas for some reason,
sure,
I would choose Fort Worth.
Yeah, not going to do it here. No, the Mickey Gooch thing, though, was in regards to this Rebel Wilson shit. Yeah. She wrote a book, and I'm having a lot of problems with this here, because every day something new comes out that's in the book, might be in the book, and I'm trying to figure it out. Does everybody know that it's over out there and they're just like, all right, fuck it. I got to get as much cash as I can. Therefore, I got to do this shit and then just ruin my career all the way around?
I don't know. I feel like she's probably done, right?
I think so.
Yeah, but I think she kind of wants to be.
Do you? I don't know. What else does she do now at this point, I guess?
Exactly. So like she's married. She's a lesbian now.
Kind of lost her
married
schtick.
To a woman?
Lost. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Late in life lesbian. That's another way to get back.
Pop up a picture of her just in case you guys don't know who Rebel Wilson is. Pop up the old one because yeah,
this is her
go.
From what we're going to discuss.
Right. Well, there's a lot we're going to discuss today about her because this new book has been dropping excerpts like every single day for some reason, but it's not out. Mm-hmm. I don't know when it's coming out. Mm-hmm. It's about her life. But you know her as probably Fat Amy from Pitch Perfect.
Right.
Wasn't that her character name?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So Fat Amy decided she wouldn't want to be fat anymore and got super skinny.
Fair.
Fine. But that's why she was hired in most of these roles as like the fat, funny friend. And then when you lose all the weight, as Jonah Hill found out, you're like, all right, what the fuck are we doing here?
Right.
Not really sure what to put you or what to do with you anymore. And it's understandable because this person, and you pop up this picture, Bob, is kind of unrecognizable in a way where you're just like, all right. I mean, there's more than just weight loss. It appears like a nose job, maybe some facial work done as well.
Am I wrong here? I don't know.
I think she just lost the weight. Yeah, I mean, she has a pretty like just pudgy face. Do you know what I mean? Like,
but the nose looks different, right? Am I crazy?
It's all going to look different with a smaller
frame. Okay.
With a smaller canvas.
I think she honestly, like, she was big for sure, but I think she has like a fat face. You know what I mean? Like, there she holds it in her face.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So anything, and she probably lost it there first. And it just, you know, she looks different. I'm sure she's still the same, funny. But
I don't know. And then we'll get into it. So pop up the Sacha Baron Cohen thing. So she goes after Sacha Baron Cohen in the book and calls him a fucking asshole and said she had problems on set and was forced to do things she didn't want to, like stick a finger in his ass.
No, not even forced. She didn't do that.
No, she didn't do it. She was asked.
Hang on.
Right?
Hang on.
So like, let's look at the timeline really quick, though. So she writes the memoir. Uh-huh. I'm sure that, as you know, it has to go through some QC stuff, and people felt like the way she was describing the asshole in the book that she's talking about, it would be recognizable. And so they were going to push it back. And she's like, guess what? Fuck you. I'm just going to say who it is. You're not going to silence me, whatever, which is, it's really not how it works as far as books and lawsuits and all of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
She decided to just go out on her Instagram and say, I'm going to just say who it is.
Yep.
And then I'm going to turn this into a thing.
Sure.
And so that's how that came out. Then people are like,
well, no, hang on. So she puts it out about Sacha Baron Cohen.
Right.
Sacha Baron Cohen pushes back and says, fuck you.
Right.
You did this on your own. It was in the scripts. We went through rehearsal and then releases the footage.
Right.
So he released all the rehearsal footage. TMZ reviewed it and then they posted it and said, yeah, dude, it looks like she's gone along with the bits and they were joking around and laughing and everything else. So
do we have the footage?
Yeah. Yeah. We're on Patreon today. So who gives a fuck? It's
Can
on
we
TMZ.
Play it?
Yeah. Yes, because it's on TMZ.
Dr. Dan.
Yeah. Okay. We can play this on TMZ here.
You'll allow it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live. Just do it.
And if, you know, we get cut, we'll just put on Vimeo.
Listen. Yeah. Listen. Look, we figured it out.
The backup for the backup. Which, so there's the leaked sex scene. This is her reaction to it. There's like 100 stories.
Yeah, so I believe it's the movie clip right above it.
And this is behind the scenes or this is from the movie?
This
is from the movie.
From the movie.
Gotcha.
Okay, this was published by the Daily Mail, the video. Okay, I think I got it. This is the never-before-seen footage.
Right.
So
there's her finger in his asshole.
All right.
I mean, but it's movie magic. I don't think she's really doing it. No? Okay.
Either way, she doesn't have a fucking problem with it here. And I'm on his side after. Yeah, go ahead.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's very pissed off about this.
It's almost as if you're going to ram your fingers inside.
Yeah. No, it's fine. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Ready?
All right, good.
And go.
Not me, man. Jody. Not me, man. All right, go on, go ahead.
So if you're that uncomfortable.
Not my man. Rebel, what's going on? Sorry.
Multiple takes here at this point.
Is he saying, like, really do it or something like that?
No.
All he said was, so you're going to play like you're almost jamming it up my ass.
Yeah.
Right.
And so when it gets to the point, and even the director says, hey, then we're going to come around to the front, so you're not going to see it anyways.
So you're not
going to
see it.
Yeah.
It's a movie.
Sure is.
The way that she's talking about it, this was a back alley, and he asked her to do this.
Yeah.
Without a whole crew around, which were probably men, to be honest.
Well,
but
the thing about any Sacha Baron Cohen film, by the way, is because he's had, well, here's the thing, because he's had so many lawsuits, everything they shoot is, there is endless cameras behind the scenes for any lawsuits whatsoever. So it's not shocking that he was able to pull this clip within 48 hours because they have a team of lawyers. The amount of lawsuits on, what was the first one? The Kazakhstan one.
Borat.
And then the next one, I mean, it was endless. I think it got up to 100 lawsuits at one point. So, yeah, everything he does, every single square inch is filmed. What's this part here?
It's the same scene or whatever.
Okay,
more,
gotcha.
More stuff just behind the scenes of them making out. I mean, it's like a sex scene, right?
Yes.
And by the way, like, obviously Sacha Baron Cohen is the bigger star.
Right.
But this movie came out in 2016, okay? Mm-hmm. Which means it was shot in 2015. By that point, she had done Bridesmaids, Pitch Perfect 1.
Yeah.
She had a TV show, Super Fun Night. She was in the Night at the Museum, Secret of the Tomb, and Pitch Perfect 2, and the film How to Be Single came out that same year. She was a star by this point. Like, she had social cachet. She had professional cachet. Like, she was not, like, the people talking about, like, James Franco making them strip for school or something like that. Like, she had her own level of agency.
Yeah. So, that one kind of got debunked and shot down. And it was like, well, great. What else are we selling this book on here? And then it's the next thing. With the fucking orgasms. You hear about this?
Okay. Is this the Mickey Gooch?
So, apparently, Mickey Gooch found out that he took her virginity. He didn't know.
Okay.
I guess she didn't volunteer the information. But apparently, also, she was 35. Is that correct, Bob?
That's what she's saying,
35 years old. So, what's he supposed to say in regards to that of a 35-year-old? And then today's new statement is, I've never had an orgasm before until it was on my own. But at this point, I'm 39 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. And then now you said she's a lesbian and she's married to a woman?
Yes.
Okay. And is that her wife right there?
Yes. I think so,
yeah. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
She also goes into great detail about how much she was paid for all of these movies. $10 million she got for the sequel of Pitch Perfect.
Okay.
You know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in residuals, she says, for all of this. And everything else. I don't know what point she fell out or Hollywood stopped casting her in things. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's just because they stopped making movies or TV shows with her. Nobody's really working right now.
She had a very generic, normal comedy come out a year and a half ago.
Really?
Where she was like love interest and it
this is
like Ross, romantic you comedy been this, or something.
This is a movie you could have been in, Ross. Like, this is how fucking, like, generic, like, teen comedy. You know what I mean? Like, your typical teen comedy that would come out. It's called Senior Year, and she was in a coma for 20 years. She got in a cheerleading accident at 17, coma for 20 years, and then she comes back, and whoa, everything's different now. I'm 37, and life isn't like it used to be in high school.
Okay.
This came out in 2022.
Well, shit. I like the premise.
Yeah.
I've never heard of the movie. I didn't know it was on. It says Netflix on May 13th. Never saw it. I've never heard about it.
I think it wasn't very... The trailer was like she sits down to lunch and is like, that used to guy kids or something. And they're like, whoa, hold on. That's not PC to say anymore. And she's like, what's that? What? Woke? What's woke?
She would be really funny in that.
Yeah.
Like, she's the perfect person to play that character, right?
Yeah.
I liked her before all this shit came out.
She's genuinely funny, I think.
Yes. So this is what I don't understand. Why do a tell-all like this now? Especially a year. I mean, if Bob just said she had her own lead in a movie coming out on Netflix a year ago, I mean, I don't really understand. Why do a tell-all I mean, even a book like this, max, it would be $1 million advance for something like that.
Right.
So is that worth it if you were paid $10 million on the Pitch Perfect movies and everything else? Because I heard they're doing another one potentially. So it's all just very confusing why you would do all of this shit right now.
And also the memoir is a little bit confusing. Like, biggest revelations, obviously Sacha Baron Cohen thing, which she's really hanging her hat on. She also says she's mistaken for Adele and thinks that the singer hates her because of it.
Oh, yes, because she's the...
She doesn't know, but right. That's like the feeling that she has. So let's write a whole chapter on it. Not knowing what the hell it is. She lost her virginity in mid-30s. Okay, great. She alleges Sacha Baron Cohen. And like, that's... I mean, she describes her complicated relationship with her father. What memoir doesn't?
Yeah.
Rebel isn't her legal name. Ooh. She opens up about her sexuality, shares struggles with emotional eating, and she's been diagnosed with IBS and PCOS.
Oh boy.
Her weight loss journey, she didn't use Ozempic, but she uses it now for maintenance.
Ah, gotcha.
It feels gotcha. Just like a lot of almost something, but really nothing. And this is why there's got to be a man in the room, you know.
Well, actually there's not. Usually the publisher, like the publishing house, there is, and it's the editor. So whenever you have shit like this that you just described, I can tell you what happened. With any biography, you'll turn in your first pass and they'll be like, hey, dude, we need more fucking cool stories or salacious shit to sell this and live up to the advance, or this is going to like we're fucked here. She's really stretching. I mean, there's just not a lot of shit here.
Yeah.
And let's face it, in a town that is typically hires on beauty and looks and thinness, Melissa McCarthy are the two that really broke out within the last 10, 15 years that it broke the mold of like, great, we're not looking for the hottest girl in the room to be the funny person or anything like that. So like,
we haven't found it.
Yeah.
So we're just going to have to go back to tried and true, right? Not the hot girl. We'll put her in there. She's just not going to be the funniest, huh?
Funny fatso.
Yeah. Like, come on. It's been working for decades, right?
Wow, dude.
No, what I mean is they're both a lipstick, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're both lipstick late in life.
Sure.
Lesbian.
Sure.
I just think when two gals like that are just constantly spitballing without a masculine energy and response, I think that things can go off the rails. I worked at a salon, all women owner, no, not even a gay guy in the mix. It really is. Things can go crazy really quickly.
I bet.
With drama and behind the thing and the, it just, you need a masculine. We have too much here, but I'm just saying, like, just one, right?
Uh-huh.
Maybe just like an assistant, a male boss, someone to be like, I don't know, maybe let's just calm down. So I think that's maybe what it is. They're spitballing back and forth. They're talking about past experiences, and to them, it's something.
Because she has, on the surface, no past. Dramatic.
Right. No.
Anything.
And right now,
she grew up fairly wealthy.
You might as well just quit the business if you don't have a trauma back there.
I'm so happy you said that, because it's a perfect segue into the next person we're going to talk about today. Why is it that we have to know everybody's past? You have to have something fucked up. It's like The Bachelor. Jesus Christ, man. Every girl had something wrong with them. They were hit by a car,
right?
Or a cochlear implant, or a fucking dead parent, or I can't have babies. Right. I, you know, stepped on a seashell and I lost a toe when I was nine. Like, the newest one is the guy from Jack Reacher. So he was in the movie that I took my kid to see with Swank when we got all swanked up that night.
Okay,
it was a PG movie. Yeah, there he is, right there. That guy,
Alan Ritchson.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
I have his number.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Why?
Call him up.
Because we did a promotion for Blue Mountain State.
And I talked on the phone for 45 minutes with him about the promotion. And then he's like, I have to go back to my shift. He was a waiter.
Oh,
you're kidding.
No.
Holy shit.
Cool guy or what?
Cool dude.
Cool dude.
Okay.
He looks like a cool dude to me.
Sure.
But
does.
He looks funny, cool,
Bob,
nice,
you
want to
pull
sweet.
That picture down? It'd be great. Don't need that today.
No, the audience needs
no,
to see.
Don't need
so
that.
So what is what's his beef?
I think it's kind of frozen. I can't.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can't get it off.
I can't get it off.
God, yeah.
So sorry.
Internet, man.
I know.
Yeah, I bet it is.
It's flickering.
Really
it's flickering.
Tough there.
Yeah.
To show that jacked, shredded guy.
But you go ahead. What is
I
it?
I will. Because he does, I believe it's Vanity Fair, where he's on the cover. And you can pull him up. I'm sure he's shirtless and jacked in that.
Let's give it a look.
Yeah, give the ladies what they want today.
He's always been jacked.
It's a little Friday.
He's always been, as a waiter
this
probably,
is,
right?
This
even
is a,
he was jacked for Thad Castle. Pull up Thad Castle.
Oh, okay.
Thad Castle. Oh, that's right.
Blue
Mountain State. Yeah.
Okay.
He's on gas, though. He admits it.
Yeah. He's on steroids.
Yeah, I don't think you can.
But this is what he looked like back in the day.
Yeah.
I like it better.
You like it better when?
Not as, like, hard body.
Sure.
But anyway.
Sure.
That's still pretty hard.
It is, but, like.
Because that's the level I'm at right now, and I don't want to go harder than.
No, yeah.
Simply for Jesse. It's just, it's not for me. It's for you, obviously, in our
studies
relationship.
Studies have shown more and more women don't love
a hard.
Rock hard.
Sure. I've never heard it, but great.
You don't marry the dildo.
Nope.
You know?
Nope.
This is just a living sex toy.
Your wife's settled.
You need,
Fine. That's not my problem.
Great.
You actually just gave Bob a compliment.
Problem, yeah.
That went wrong over there.
Yeah.
But homeboy, I mean, look at how affable, funny he is. He's on top of the world right now because Jack Reacher's a huge hit on Amazon. They're doing another season. He was the lead in that Swank movie.
Wants to be Batman.
Wants to be. Well, everybody wants to be Batman now. Jake Gyllenhaal included. Gets on the cover of, it's either GQ or Esquire or something right now, or Vanity Fair, one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Hollywood Reporter.
Hollywood Reporter. Oh, even better for him, because that's something in Hollywood that everybody actually reads there. So
right.
That's good.
He was a Ninja Turtle at one point.
Was he really?
Yeah. Goodness.
You don't say.
And he was still a waiter then.
Wow. Well,
I like
happens.
Him.
Yeah, I do too.
I like him.
But in the story, he talks about trying to kill himself.
Okay.
Hanging a cord up there, and mm-hmm. his son's faces saved him. And they were asking him why he was trying to kill himself, and he said he had a dark past.
Oh, what was it?
He was violently sexually assaulted numerous times, apparently. And
well, that
I didn't know that I needed to hear that, you know?
I don't know if this story belongs.
Next to Rebel Wilson.
Segment. Oh, so
well, that's what Rebel Wilson was trying to say.
No,
that
she wasn't.
She was jamming a finger, forced to jam a finger up Sacha Baron Cohen's asshole.
Oh, so if we're comparing, if this is what the segment is,
dude,
we're comparing actual trauma to fake trauma, then yes.
Yeah. So I understand this, but you're kind of manufacturing some other shit. But also, too, why are we sharing this, too? Like, I don't know that I needed to know that about Thad Castle.
Once it comes out, too, that's all you think about.
Yes.
I remember watching an E60 about R.A. Dickey, and anytime I hear his name, it's like, oh, he was like the most fucked child alive.
I know, dude.
Oh, God.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
He's a Cy Young award-winning pitcher.
I know, dude. And it's just, I'm the same way. I feel the same way.
Yeah. And he got molested like 20 times as a child.
Bob, you didn't have to say knuckleball on top of it.
Right. Threw a knuckleball. He won. Yeah. I am doing a knuckleball.
We know he did. We know he did. But it was. That's all you think about, though.
Right.
It's the only thing I think about.
Same here.
When you hear R.A. Dickey.
Same here. And it's very, very strange. I'd keep it tucked away. Everything is going great, but man.
No, we don't keep anything tucked away anymore.
Why? Just hide it. Save it for your wife or your loved ones, and that's it. And then bury it
but
way down deep inside.
True healing publicly. Comes from telling everyone.
We've accepted therapy too much, right?
I think we have.
It's really becoming.
And these healing podcasts too that we see over and over, and it's just people talking to each other about the same things over and over and over again, but never really solving anything.
No.
Right.
And that's a whole segment of podcasting now.
We should make it a faux pas again.
Well, just say hey. Just tuck it away.
Back to when, like, Sopranos, when Tony was going to fucking therapy, and he just did not want to be seen there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to go back to that.
Just a little more shame, which I've always said we need.
It's too much.
And the lid too much. Has too blown off. We need to bring back a little bit of the stigma and shame to certain things.
It's right? It's almost like, because so many people that go to therapy now, they almost, maybe it's subconsciously, although I'm probably giving them a lot of them too much credit, they think like, oh, I've gone to therapy, so now in a lot of ways I know how to therapize other people.
Yes.
You see that all the time.
And you hear those keywords and those phrases.
Oh, yeah. Whitney Cummings therapy is one of them.
And then therapists like gaslight them the whole time. And
yeah.
They never solve anything. They make it worse.
Yes. I'm not going to name names, but we have caught multiple people who I know close to me lying to their therapist to have something to say, or the therapist pulling things out of them that were not.
You know, that was trauma.
I know
trauma.
Exactly who you're talking about.
Jessie says this all the time about people. She says that a lot of these people who are out there, they're convinced into this by their own therapist to say that they had this.
Not all. One of my best friends is a therapist, and I talked to her about this because I was like, listen, I feel like there's some things that if you are like, I'm in the world of like, move forward. What do we need to move forward? If there is something like this guy had that's holding him back, he's trying to kill himself, he doesn't know what's going on, he can deal with that crazy trauma and move forward. But if there's stuff in the past that you're able to move forward, just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. Right?
It's Nike says it all the time.
The thing that made me think of this a while ago was the Mariska Hargitay thing.
Yeah.
I showed it to Bob and I was like, is this a thing? We were kind of like, I don't know. But she came out after she was on a show, SVU.
Still on the show.
Decades.
Yeah.
Helping, you know, playing a character that solved, you know, sexual crimes and sexual predators and all of this. And would go to charities and talk to people and all of this. And I think the show is ending. Is about to last season, something maybe with them.
Yeah, somewhere.
So now she comes out that she actually was raped as well. Mm. But she didn't really know it was trauma because it was a friend of hers, a good friend. They had hung out a lot and it was one night at his house and she kind of froze. She didn't want to, but she like knew him and didn't want to like, make, you know, be like no, and then was just like went home, right?
Yeah.
Now in her world before the, you know, trauma card that people are playing, I'm sure she was like, ugh, that sucked, which a lot of things that women do, you're just like, didn't always want to, right? But if someone talked to you enough and had you talk about it enough, it could turn into a traumatic experience that you can think about now, right?
Yeah.
So it's a little bit murky as far as like what should be something that happened to you that you've learned from and moved on from, and what has happened to you that's actually holding you back currently.
Yeah.
And I think that we're just conflating the two, and it's just whatever trauma has ever happened to you, let's bring it up, let's bring it to the forefront, let's have it be part of your future.
Nothing heals a wound like reopening
it back up and never putting any band-aid or anything on it again, always talking about it, having it be a large part of your personality, and like you said, what everyone thinks of when they see you now.
It's strange, but again, I think people are trying to stay current, be in the fucking headlines and do all this shit. And that's kind of the only thing that plays right now, which is weird that you've got to have something horrific that has happened to you. And then you've got to share it with the world to kind of be cool. And again, I don't know if it's just the lack of jobs available for actors and all that other stuff. But I don't know.
What if it is the lack of jobs? but it's not, this is not a financial supplement to that. It's for press so that you are more attractive
for the jobs,
as a name for the jobs,
potentially
for the few jobs that are left.
Oh,
potentially.
So she has
in the mind.
Yeah, she has one upcoming project on IMDb, and it's a show she created, and I think is in as well as a side character.
Rebel Wilson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, it was some high school show, kind of boilerplate, whatever. But called The Deb. Yeah, it's like someone can't be a debutante at their fancy school, so they go to their cousin's inner city school to try to be a be in the annual debutante ball. Win homecoming queen, basically, there instead.
Okay.
At the ghetto school.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. So if you're like, will people maybe give more of a shit? It's like, hey, we got to keep your name hot. We got to keep
people,
you big.
Though,
I know.
What people? I guess they're, again,
yeah.
We are in a bubble. I get that. We all get that. There is a whole group of people that go, yes, queen, or love this, or do you know what I mean? And I don't know any of them, but there are. There has to be. So, you know.
But for me and you, I'll just relate it to like our life, right? With everything we're seeing, like, I don't know about you guys. I wanted to ask you as well. We can't find anything to watch. I mean, zero. As far as like television shows or movies that we want to see, Curb Your Enthusiasm has been really good this year, but that ends next week. The Bear's coming out this summer. We just cannot find anything. We tried the fucking regime. You name it. We fucking tried it at this
Shogun?
Point.
Shogun?
The Regime. What's that?
Is it the Chinese thing with the
Japan.
Kung Fu? Yeah.
Japan. It's not Kung Fu. It's a
ninjas?
Samurai.
Samurai.
But there's an Englishman.
No, it's not that. Samurai,
you lost me at
Samurai.
There's a white guy
in
it.
Even the Tom Cruise
like
Samurai movie, I couldn't give it a go. You know, I love Tom Cruise. I love T.C.
Oh, that's a great one. That's
it's also
one of my favorites.
Based on like history, so.
Yeah. It feels like a chore.
But I will say I do feel the tide turning a little bit with this stuff. Lizzo is a great example. Huberman is a good example where people are just like, whereas before we would go, I mean, it would be, you can't say one bad, someone says trauma, oh, it believe all women, that world, whatever. It's the tides are turning a little bit. And so I think they are going to crash down at some point, but there are a few people that are still kind of hanging on to that. Rebel being one of them.
Okay.
In the day, this would have been like, oh my God. And really, it hasn't been that big of a deal.
Well, there hasn't been one yet that we're all shocked by. And maybe it's because the Diddy shit is out there right now where it's just like, look, that's probably as bad as it can get. So your stories just
aren't
even
Diddy,
close.
We're like, I don't see stuff about it anymore. And people are like, show me the evidence.
Yeah, we're waiting now. Everybody's waiting for it.
I won't play it, but we have evidence.
Well,
Bob.
This would be like the ninth day in a row. I can't hear it anymore.
Bob, it's the new like sounding. Remember when he would always show you guys
God,
just like
yeah,
sounding
yeah, yeah.
Pictures?
We got another HBO limited series with Robert Downey Jr. Actually.
Oh,
right. What is that?
It's called The Sympathizer.
Oh, jeez.
There is one comedy show right now. I think it's comedy-esque that I do want to watch. I haven't gotten around to it yet. Kristen Wiig's new show.
I was thinking
we watched the trailer last night. We almost turned it on, and then it looks like a Wes Anderson-y thing.
I just love anything Kristen Wiig does.
Can I sell you on The Sympathizer?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. So it is a cross-culture satire about the struggles of a half-French, half-Vietnamese communist spy during the final days of the Vietnam War.
Oh boy, that's a lot. That's a lot for me.
Anyone else in that? We just got a Robert Downey Jr.
It's Bobby Lee in it.
And a bunch of
Can
nobodies.
We put Bobby Lee or somebody in it?
Bobby Lee, but yeah, a bunch of like Asians.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I just meant from a comedic standpoint.
The only other one.
Let's throw Bobby Lee over there.
Yeah, the only other one you would know is it looks like Sandra Oh, isn't it, maybe?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, like I said,
offering
it's,
up.
No, I know, and I appreciate it. But
I
see it
more
and more in people's feeds where they're like, "Hey, anything to watch out there?" And I was like, "I was thinking the same thing." And everything that I read, I'm just like, "No, I'm all good on that." Because like I told you, I don't know, 2 years ago, if they could put NFL on every single night of the year, they would. And they're real close now. Delco, I don't know if you saw your beloved Eagles are now playing on a Friday.
We're playing in Brazil, too. I'm kind of over this, man.
It's crazy, right?
Like, I don't need this.
And it's only it's only on Peacock. It's going to be on a Friday night. The latest one was yesterday. Everybody's pissed. I guess Christmas this year is on a Wednesday. Dead serious. And they're putting two games on a Wednesday. They've never played NFL games on a Wednesday before. It's like,
why are they trying to cuck the NBA?
I don't know. I guess because they can at this
respect
point.
Respect other sports. Like, every sport should have their day.
But now if you look at it, you got Wednesday, you got Thursday, you got Friday, you got Saturdays at the end of the season, you got Sunday, you got Monday night. You're only missing Tuesday now at this point. So, shit. Who knows? But I will say I'll be watching Homegirl on Friday night, tomorrow night, while you guys are doing Crime Corner.
Right.
Caitlin Clark is on. Huge ratings for that. I'm actually amped about that game.
Love.
Yeah.
Let's go, Paige Beckers. Let's go.
Yeah, Paige Buckets is playing against her, and our partner in our ticketing company on drinkingbrostickets.com. So he'll go to the biggest events, but it's only financial. So like whatever the highest prices are, he'll be there, and you know, you'll usually have to meet people outside the stadium occasionally or something like that. Mm-hmm. If you're getting like VIP or suites or whatever it is. But whatever's going on that weekend, he'll only go to the top dollar amount. And this weekend, it's the women's tournament. So he's in fucking Cleveland, not at the dudes. I was like, what are the prices for the dudes? And he goes, fucking $300 if you want to go to the championship. I was like, get the fuck out of here. I was like, how much is Caitlin Clark? They're like, the Friday night game's going for $950. And I take it. I'm like, God damn, dude. But even me, I'm more amped about that game than the others this weekend.
Right.
Which is wild. I never thought I'd say that in my life. And Craigers, if you're watching, Iowa does exist. And it's because of a woman now.
Yeah, yeah.
Broke every single ratings record there was. Higher than the World Series, fucking men's, NBA Finals, all that other shit that last game. And good for them.
Yeah.
I'm all in Friday.
She's leaving. So I want to see if this is going to continue. I don't think so.
I don't think it will either. She's a generational talent unless somebody can learn to shoot from the logo like Steph Curry. But there's also only one Steph Curry too. So
yeah, but it's like, this is how it starts, right? Then like
you hope so. Yes.
There's girls that are like, whatever.
There are a couple. Yeah. Like Juju Watkins at USC. She's a freshman.
Yeah.
She just moves so much better than everybody else. She like looks athletic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird. We were talking about this off mic, but the discrepancy between like the really good women's college players and the rest, it's night and day.
Oh, yeah.
There are girls on the court that do not belong in Division I sports.
100%, but they've got to fill the rosters. And look,
it's just
they don't
worst.
Have as big of a pool. To
it's
a, right.
But it's also a free education, and good on you. You know,
good on them. I just think it's the sport where unathleticism or less athleticism is the most starkly presented.
It stands out.
It stands out the
so
most.
So that's why I like the Caitlin Clarks, Beckers. They stand out so much more.
Because you don't notice it as much. Like I can switch over from men's to women's tennis and not have any loss of. You know, be like,
same. Yeah, I'm with
or,
you.
Or even like going from baseball to softball because those aren't even really the same sport, or men's to women's volleyball. Like, it just, it's not there. Like, this contrast is so much bigger in basketball because it's the hardest. It is the sport that requires the most raw athleticism.
Yes. And just like genetics and all of these things that, like, you know, for women to play it, right? Like, you have to be a freak. Sorry.
Yeah.
We have to be a freak at a young age, and people are like, whoa, girl, like, let's go.
Yeah, over 6 feet tall.
That's cool. And, like, super young and, like, just a little bit of
hers is just a crazy work ethic as well.
But if you're a freak at a young age, which she must have been, somebody was like, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
No matter what, you're going to at least get into, you know, a college this way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, the recruitment rankings don't really get it wrong because, like, Caitlin Clark was number 4 in her class. And the top 5 are all like massive stars in the sport.
Okay.
And so it's super easy to identify early.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's easier to pick to your guys' point because there's like girls and there's her. Right.
Yep.
And you go, okay. So, but for women to get to that level, it's just so much harder, A, to have like that body, the, you know,
the ability height, to shoot the ability, from the 50 everything. I mean, it's nuts.
Yeah.
But the fact that Benny's there right now, like, dude, it's in Cleveland. It's not like it's a great city either, where the women's Final Four is.
Not in Caitlin Clark's eyes.
I know.
She loves Cleveland.
I know.
Benny will find a place to party. I promise you that.
Yeah, Cleveland's a tough one. There's a strip of bars there that are a blast. And there is a dirty casino right down by the stadium there. You can get Indians tickets for about $3 these
days. Men's Final Four right now is in Phoenix. You got the WrestleMania in Philly right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at you guys.
I would have went, but my family's coming here.
Yeah, of course. Of course. He would have gone up there for that. Who is it? The Rock?
Yeah, I think The Rock's back.
That's right. Like, he had to go back to wrestling. Even John Cena went back to wrestling. Everybody's selling off their shit or whatever they can make money in. The new one right now that just popped up, Kiss, just sold their catalog for, and all their likeness, for $300 million.
The Rock hasn't missed a beat, though. He's really good at wrestling still.
He's great. He's great. And that's where he started. And, like, I think fucking just being smart, yeah, just being smart about his life and his career, I think it's actually really smart that he went back to wrestling. Like, shit.
As, like, part owner of what, TKO Sports?
Owner. Now it's on Netflix.
Back and forth he does.
It's great, isn't it?
Good for him.
Same with John Cena, too, to his credit.
What's his trauma, though?
What's his trauma? I don't know. There's got to be something there.
I think Cena's funny, though. Cena's really funny.
Oh, I like Cena.
I do, too. Yeah. I think he's funny.
I like Cena.
I liked when asking, not his trauma, but like his guilty pleasure.
Okay.
And you had like every other actor was just giving bullshit answers. And he gave out like a 1970s porno. And it took a second for it to click. And everybody else was like, you sick freak. He's well, I thought that's what a guilty pleasure was.
Yeah.
Speaking of Cena.
He's really funny.
James, we got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, our title sponsor, GhostBed.com/drinkingbros. Finest mattresses on the planet. Best sheets on the planet. I told you last night, I was like, God damn, we bought some new sheets as well. Got pillows over Christmas, new sheets. Recently, huge fan of their company. They're back. Product refresh. They got everything in that goddamn store now. I love it, man. And right now, with the promo code Drinking Bros, you're getting 50% off everything in the entire store at checkout. And that's anything. So you can get 10 mattresses, 10 fucking sets of sheets, 80 pillows, 9 adjustable bases if you just want that. Maybe you're building something. Like a little tower in the backyard full of adjustable bases. I don't know what you're doing. I don't care. Fact of the matter is, they're giving you 50% off all this shit. So take advantage of it. Fill up the cart as high as it'll go. Get the RV mattresses, for Christ's sakes. If you got an RV out there, and not only will you get 50% off at checkout with the promo code Drinking Bros, but they've also got a 3-year pay-as-you-go program, no interest as long as you have decent credit. If you check both of those boxes, stretch it out over 3 years, order whatever you want. You could be sleeping in comfort in just days. Ships to your house in a box. You pop it open. You're good to go. Love these things. They're in every single room of our house. Huge fan. Can't stop, won't stop over at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Next up, we got hardafseltzer.com. We're live in Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, Texas, Ohio, Outer Banks in North Carolina, Wilmington, North Carolina. Two more states opening in August here pretty soon. And we just crossed our 60th HEB. 60 HEBs in Texas. It's our biggest chain of grocery stores down here in Texas. Everybody who lives here knows that. Huge fan of them. Speaking of Texas, told you at the top of the show, and I'll remind you one more time. Ryan Mills. We'll be doing a tasting from 4 to 7 o'clock at 4800 Main Street at the HEB in Frisco, Texas. 4800 Main Street. Tomorrow night's HEB in Frisco, 4 to 7. Got free merch. Dan and I signed a bunch of hats and a bunch of other fun stuff. Pop on out. See him at that Frisco out there. Big fan of Frisco, by the way. It's pricey out there, though. It's nice. Woo! Frisco's a beautiful place out there. Nice place to have a tasting tomorrow night. Say what's up to Ryan Mills. Buy some 12 packs for the big games this weekend. Speaking of the big games, Alabama's in the Final Four. If you're down there in Bama, head on over to Corks and Tops. Buy yourself a 12-pack on campus. Head on over to Rama Jamma. I'm sure they're going to be raging for the first Final Four appearance in school history over there. Big fan. Shit, Indiana State's playing tonight. Where's that game, Delco? Where's the NIT game? I know. Oh, it's in New York. Shit. Well, we're not available there. Sorry, but Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's playing in it tonight. I'm amped for that. I'm going to watch it for him. Ohio State's rocking all those brunches down in Wilmington, North Carolina. Whiskey Creek Trail down there. It's got all the games on this weekend. Everybody's partying. Fun weekend all the way around. Everybody watching men's and women's tournaments like we talked about. And go get some fucking Hard AF seltzers. We're available in every single Total Wines all throughout the Southeast. And best of all, we got a store locator on hardafseltzer.com. Just type in your city or zip code over there, and it'll take you to the closest location. That could be a grocery store like the Piggly Wiggly's in Alabama. Could be the Total Wines. Could be the H-E-B's. Could be that Kroger in Houston, Texas. Or it could be your favorite bars or restaurants like Columbus, Ohio. Standard Hall. It's got it on campus over there. Short North Pine House. Urban Myers Pine House out in Dublin's got it. We're in a lot of locations that would surprise you. Smoky Mountain Axe House out there in Knoxville. Frugal McDougal in Nashville. And we'll also be in Georgia next week. And we'll post about what events Anthony and Delco and I will be doing out there. And it's great. It helps us. It supports the show. Just buy a 12-pack. If you're not in one of those states, one of the surrounding states, we still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. Yeah, Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite sports and players, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. March is almost over, but the biggest moments in college basketball tip off the month of April. Be a part of the action on Prize Picks for both men's and women's college basketball. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today at Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. So let's take the NBA, for example. Let's say you choose Steph Curry for more than 29 points and the Joker for more than 10 rebounds. Or let's say you take Caitlin Clark for more than 30 points and LeBron James for more than 7 assists. You're a winner. Kevin Durant for more than 28 points and Trae Young for more than 10 assists. You're a winner. It's that easy. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code RossPatterson for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the Prize Picks app today and use code RossPatterson for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Yeah, now it's time for PXG. When PXG says nobody makes golf clubs the way that they do, they're not lying. The PXG clubs I have are absolutely incredible. So when I heard about their new Black Ops driver, the driver that promises you that you don't have to sacrifice distance for forgiveness, I had to try it. I went to a PXG location for a fitting down in Austin. Fantastic experience across the board. Super impressed with those guys. And the PXG Black Ops driver is a breakthrough in driver technology. It's a complete and total victory in golf club engineering, unlike anything you've ever seen before. Black Ops drivers are adjustable to deliver a combined MOI of 10,000 plus for unreal forgiveness. That's ridiculously high. The higher the MOI, the more forgiving the club will play. So you don't have to square the ball perfectly for it to go straight and get distance. Add PXG's new advanced material face technology, and you get the incredible ball speed that pushes distance to absolute limits. More forgiveness, more distance, no sacrifices. Game changer has been thrown around a lot. Let's face it, all the time here, I feel like it's been thrown around so much that it's kind of just lost its meaning. Trust me when I tell you, the PXG driver is a true game changer. You'll be as impressed with it as I am. Learn more and get free shipping on all equipment at pxg.com/Ross Patterson and use the code Ross Patterson at checkout. That's pxg.com/Ross Patterson. Code Ross Patterson for free shipping on all equipment. pxg.com/Ross Patterson. Code Ross Patterson. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop for festival style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. I've owned Tecovas for years. I love these goddamn boots. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. That's true. I never got blisters from these things. Huge fan. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store today. Have a complimentary drink or two, which I've had, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are always at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it, I can promise you that. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Yeah, speaking of Cena, I just watched a clip of him. He was on somebody's show yesterday. So, Bob, pull up his Instagram. Apparently, I forget which podcast it was, but they were asking him about his Instagram, and they were like, hey, why is this so goddamn weird?
He's weird.
And none of the things connect to one another, apparently.
Oh, my God. Look at his grid.
So let's see.
Underdog?
Wait, hang on. Yeah. So how many followers does he have? Let's start there.
20.7 million.
Okay, 20.7 million. So here's
follows no one.
Right. Here's what I love too. You have 21 million followers and you're posting this bullshit. Pop it up for the audience here. Is that Underdog? Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a cat in a suit drinking coffee.
Yeah.
Is there any explanation?
The caption? No caption.
That's right. He doesn't leave any captions.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It says no. Nothing.
No, he doesn't leave any captions. Keep scrolling down.
No captions.
Okay.
Okay.
I like this.
Yeet or be yeeted. looks like a dog that's having sex with a tiger.
No caption.
No caption.
Yeah,
I was
like
unaware
this.
That his
this
Instagram
is
was
right
like this.
Up my fucking alley.
Same
dude.
Here. And I didn't know. I didn't fucking know, dude.
Even his comedies like are kind of underrated. I liked Cock Blockers.
Yeah.
That was solid.
Blockers?
I thought he's been good.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, he has, I guess, that I haven't seen it yet, but Ricky Stenicki.
That one I want to see. It's a show, right?
It's a movie. With Zac Efron and a podcaster.
A couple of our listeners hit us up and said it was pretty good. It just came out. I'll check it out. But I was unaware of his Instagram and that he posts all this weird shit. Like, what is that guy? What's the white guy there? The cover
from Prometheus.
Yeah.
Okay.
For no reason.
No caption. No caption on any of these.
I like it.
21 million
it's
followers.
Like a cross.
Now I was in. I was like, holy shit. All right.
He's just a shit poster.
It's a cross between like your mom's Instagram, right? Like actual grandma's or whatever. And then a child and I don't know.
I don't know.
A weirdo?
I mean, there's Asian fans up there. The actual fans, not fans of his. Caitlin Clark. Is that a banana there?
Banana, Stone Cold.
Savannah Bananas. He played with the Savannah Bananas for a night.
Okay.
The minor league team that does all the wacky shit.
Hulkamania workout set on tape from 1986 there. That one's great.
I'm sure they all make kind of sense in the moment that day.
To him. Oh, yeah. It's like a daily thing where he just posts it.
That's Drake's penis. I understand this one.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So you have to like,
check it every day kind of thing.
It's not evergreen because you're like, fuck, what was that?
Yeah.
For?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
How fucking bizarre.
Like these should all be on his stories, but he did a grid. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. This is his whole entire feed. I was unaware of this until yesterday. I was like, okay, I never followed him.
GameStop. Like what?
That was probably when the movie came out. Yeah. Documentary came out.
I'm sure if we check the dates. Yeah.
So wild, dude.
I like it.
Yeah, I did too. I'm a big fan.
Who's the gal?
21 million followers.
That's Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Oh.
God, she's perfect.
No caption needed.
Yeah, no caption needed for
Taylor
Swift.
No caption needed.
But really, really fucking funny. And, you know, let's take The Rock, for example, or Kevin Hart, who has that many followers. It's just business shit, right? You're just promoting products and everything else over and over and over again. Mark Wahlberg, right. Those guys. He's not promoting one single product in these things either.
It's Instagram the way it used to be and should have been.
So pure.
Yeah.
So pure, I'm just going to post what I want to for the day.
And now I'm going to follow him because of this. I didn't know this was true or false.
I even think it was hilarious that he learned Mandarin to apologize to the Chinese government.
That was good, huh?
He learned so fucking Mandarin.
It's crazy.
It was so... What did he have to apologize for again?
I don't know.
He didn't. It was on behalf of his movie.
I think he acknowledged Taiwan.
Yeah, he called Taiwan a country.
He did, yeah. And then he had to... He didn't have to.
He had to.
He did it. He fucking did it.
But the fact that he learned Mandarin for it is hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's other bizarre shit. Because you and I think we're watching that show. Remember the show he was with, the fiance? He was with that girl forever.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't Bella have twins. Kids. And then she came out and said he got a vasectomy during their engagement, which was like, no, I'm never having kids. I'm all good.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I mean, that's also really bizarre, you know?
But he's with someone else now and maybe talking about, I don't know. It was one of those things that it just wasn't.
Well, I think he's in his 50s now. I'm not kidding.
Bob.
I think he's 52, Bob. That's my guess.
Cena?
Yeah.
He's pretty old.
Really?
He is 46.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit. That's not 52. He's not 52. That's a lot
he's not old then. He's not old. 46,
not old.
Not old. Not old.
No.
Not old. Young.
Definitely
young
not
as
old.
Shit.
Yeah.
Young as shit.
Vibrant.
Yeah.
Super young.
Shit, man. I thought his wrestling career was way back in the day. Because The Rock is in his 50s.
It was.
I thought they were the same age.
Cena was after The Rock.
Cena was after The Rock. Yeah.
Okay.
They had a little crossover.
There was crossover.
Yeah.
All right.
But Cena was like early aughts, late aughts.
You love that aughts, huh?
Yeah. Sure don't. Sure don't. Don't ever need to hear that the rest of my life.
Fucking had a rap career.
How else are we going to describe the 2000s?
He's had a lot of stuff, man. Yeah. He's had a lot of stuff in his life. I mean, he was great at the Oscars, you know?
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite bits when he came out buck naked.
He's always been...
You mean that Illuminati hazing ritual?
Yeah. Yeah, sure
oh
isn't.
Oh, God.
Sure. Well, maybe it is. Who knows?
Maybe. Look, at this point...
At this point, I don't want to rule it out. You're right. I don't want to rule it out anymore.
Who knows?
I definitely don't want to rule it out anymore.
Yeah.
Beyonce's Country album's out. Did you ever listen to it, by the way?
No.
Okay.
I did.
You did? What'd you think?
It's not really a country album.
That's exactly what I said.
But you know what? No, I was talking to my sister about this the other day. She's a big Taylor Swift fan, and obviously I am as well. Whole household is. But
sure.
Neither was Red. Remember Taylor Swift's album Red? It was nominated for Country Album of the Year for a Grammy.
Really?
That was her first pop album.
I agree.
Yeah, it was insane that it was nominated as a country album.
And that was the disconnect was that when it was like country was like, well, either fucking turn pop or not because this is bullshit. And then after that, Bob, I believe she was like, I'm a pop star. Yeah.
Yep. Red was the last like even gesture to the country. And that was 2012. So I was listening to it. I was like, I mean, there are country songs on Cowboy Carter. There are for sure country songs, I think. But overall.
To me, it just felt lazy and nobody really cared to be there. Even like the Jolene remake, it just seems like uninspired.
It wasn't bad.
And it didn't sound like a country album to me. So, yeah, because like there was a shit ton of guest stars on it. Post Malone is on it. Dolly Parton, I guess they sampled, but then she's in it. Willie Nelson did some inserts, but he never sang.
No.
He was just talking on a radio station. And then who else? I think Shooter Jennings was on it. Some other people, but it never just
Miley
went.
Miley Cyrus,
yeah. It just never went full country for me to be like, oh, well, this is a country album.
I do think there's like two, like for the Texas song, this ain't Texas. Like, yeah. That's a country song. I'll give her that. That's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall, I mean, the song or the album fucking opens with a cover of Blackbird.
Yes.
By the Beatles.
Yep.
As soon as I started playing, I was like, what the fuck?
I didn't get it. I'm with you. I'm with you. So it's strange. Hard to give it a review. All I can say is it isn't country and it seemed kind of lazy. Like, yeah, Blackbird was weird to me. Jolene.
I liked it.
Jolene. Here's what Jesse and I were talking about, because I played it for Jesse the night that it came out. You already have an iconic version with Dolly Parton. People have sang it over the years, and we've heard on American Idol and all that other bullshit over the years. The only one to ever really do that song justice was Miley Cyrus. Remember at the Grammys
right.
that year?
She but it wasn't
belted it out.
It wasn't a full cover, so it was like a reimagining, and it's definitely different.
It is, but it doesn't sound country at all.
Not really.
Right, but to your point, did Red, right? So like it is in that vein, and has maybe like the right beats to be a country. You know what I'm saying?
I think there's tracks on it that could be considered like for country, whatever the singles for, country single of the year, country record
right.
of the year, whatever that is. But like overall, not a country album. I did like it though. And I'm not really a Beyonce fan. So the fact that she made music sounding more like shit that I would
different.
Like made me like it more than the average Beyonce.
Well, right.
Here's the thing. I am a Beyonce fan. I like Beyonce. But she hasn't had a good album to me in like fucking 10 years, probably. The Lemonade album was probably the last one that I was like, oh, shit. I mean, that was just bangers from top to bottom. But the rest of it, because you guys remember she did one with Jay-Z? I just went unnoticed. It was like a fucking artistic album. No hits, no nothing. And
what
it was the
it?
Two. Yeah.
Was that the one where they did the music video in the Louvre?
Is it Carter or something?
Yeah. They did the music video in the Louvre. And that was cool. But just because of the museum, not because of the music.
Right.
I mean, they got full access to shoot in the Louvre, and it was pretty impressive. Where you're like, oh goddamn, you're in it.
I can't remember.
Yeah, rented this place out to shoot a video. Yeah, pull up the name of the album. I don't even remember the name of the album.
I think I liked that song.
You know,
Everything is Love.
That's it
by the Carters.
Yep. You ever remember that?
I feel like the Louvre one. Like I feel like I liked the song.
The Carters was
can you just play it? Can you play a second of it?
Yeah. Yeah, we're on Patreon. Fuck it.
Well.
Play it. What's the Louvre one?
That's what I'm saying. Whatever the
ape
biggest.
Shit.
Ape shit, huh?
Yes.
Let me see.
Yeah, let's play a little bit. Skip forward to some of the lyrics here. I don't remember this song. I remember the video. I'm with you. But this song doesn't register at all for me. Yeah, you don't know it either.
No.
Kind of went invisible. But I have a theory on this. I just think Beyonce's too rich at this point. You just don't want it enough anymore. It's hard to get motivated when you're worth $1 billion. And her husband is too.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got all the paintings from the Louvre that are actually inside your house on a daily basis. So How do you get up and just grind it out another hit album and just really want it, you know?
Yeah.
I think it gets to a certain. I'm even shocked about Taylor Swift. If this next album of hers that comes out in, 2 weeks is amazing, I'd be shocked. She's got certified as a billionaire, I think, two days ago.
Right.
That's what surprises me about her, where there's always a point where people are just too rich. and you're like, okay, cool.
Yeah, or we don't buy the humble stuff, like what's happening with Jennifer Lopez, right? Where people
are
like,
yeah, great,
the whole
great one.
Trend of people being like, hey, girl, stop.
Did you hear about that last night?
Was there a new one? What
yeah,
happened?
So there, the ticket sales were weak, so they started canceling dates.
Right.
And then last night, they rebranded the entire tour.
As greatest hits.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
I saw that.
To get people out that yeah. it's going to be, hey, guys, this isn't going to be the new album.
it's just hit. So crazy that, like, it's one of those things that, like, the veil is just lifted all of a sudden, where you look back and go, like, how did we go along with this for so long?
Well, the songs were hits, but it was usually because Ja Rule was in it or somebody else was in it besides her.
And I think it was the era that, like, being a diva, being rude, being whatever was okay and
yeah.
fine. And you were, you know, you weren't doing interviews, you weren't whatever. And everyone's just talking about all your things that you want in your writer, a Mariah Carey diva, something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Once she had to start the rebrand of, like, I'm humble, I'm from the streets, I'm whatever, I'm doing, like, interviews and being relatable.
Yeah.
I think once you have to do that, people get revealed, right? And I think that's kind of what happened with her.
But isn't she another one where she's just too rich for this bullshit anymore? Where you're like, why do you want to do
yeah,
a world tour?
So the
tour?
New, like, the content, the TikTok trend is just basically calling her out for, like, every time she's just, like, in her new documentary talking about this. This reminds me of when I was on the block, running around on the block. And it's just like, you know, that was a real long time ago at this point.
40 years
and
ago.
And what block and what and, like, kind of trying to dissect, like, what the real story is
yep.
with her. And they're kind of finding that, like, she hasn't been to the block, even close to the block, to, like, visit old friends or go back to her stomping grounds in 40 years.
Yeah. And I get it.
The block.
I get it.
Now the block is speaking out and being like, where are you?
We haven't seen you.
I don't think we ever knew you when you were here.
I just think you hit a certain number in the bank account.
She's so done.
I just think you hit a number in the bank account, and you just got to say, why am I doing all this bullshit anymore?
Well, actually, in a documentary, they were talking to Ben Affleck in it. He has, like, he talks about, it's one of the two documentaries that she did recently where he's like, I used to be addicted to alcohol and drugs.
Mm-hmm.
She is addicted to this. She is addicted to the fans, to the
movies,
to the fame, to the appearances, to the
paparazzi. He said that about her? Wow.
He's like, that's her thing that she can't get enough of. He's like, it's obviously a lot safer. She has one glass of champagne, a year.
Yeah.
And this is her addiction. Like, she cannot stop.
Man. Because she's...
I wonder how much she's going to like him saying that. But
anyway,
it was in the documentary.
She's 50s, right? She's 52?
Just olive oil, too. That's all
maybe
she
older?
54.
54. Olive oil only. Yeah.
What's olive oil only? What does that mean?
Apparently, that's what she says. She, no work done or anything.
It's
just
your skincare
olive oil.
Routine.
Oh, no shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sure that'll work for everybody, yeah.
Try it, gals.
Just pour it all over your face.
Mm-hmm.
And
every
see
night.
What happens.
Every
That's
night.
Fun.
We got some breaking news.
Oh, no. Say it.
Tiger Woods has abstained from sex until the Masters.
Huh.
I guess that's a big deal for him, huh?
Yeah, for him. Yeah. I mean,
wouldn't be news for anyone else, huh?
It's like Willy Wonka not having chocolate.
Isn't it next week?
It's next
That's
week.
Just a week.
Yeah, he's giving it a week
he's
without
taking
sex.
Taking a week off. That means he's gonna win.
It was a fucking
all in on
story
Tiger Woods.
Too.
Wait, is
it
he
was
even
a
dating?
Story too.
Is he even dating anyone right now?
I don't think so. He just broke up with that crazy broad. Remember, he locked her out of the mansion,
yeah.
which is a genius
move. He doesn't
move.
Have to date.
As
anyone.
We know, yeah, Tiger so. Woods would prefer not.
But here's the
to
thing,
be dating
though.
When he's having a lot of sex.
Here's the thing, though. Because when he says he's abstaining from sex and you're dating someone, it's like, sorry, babe, I got to focus. And everyone's like, oh, that's weird, but whatever. But when
exactly
he's saying
right
it and he's not dating anyone,
exactly
he's like,
right, you're like,
I'm giving up whores and
how
masters.
How much are you fucking, right? Like that you have to make an announcement as a single man, right?
Jesus
that
Christ.
That you are not going to do all the things you normally do.
Wow.
Not a single Bennigan's waitress is coming home with me.
No.
For the
such
next
a good
month.
Point.
No.
Such
Hammer,
a good point. Exactly right.
Hammer Tiger Woods top 20 right now.
You've got to at this point. Hey, did you look at the weather, though? I think it's supposed to rain on Thursday and Friday morning, I believe.
Whatever.
Whatever.
So we'll find out.
What day are you guys going?
Here's the thing.
Friday
we're,
or
yeah, we're going Friday.
Thursday.
But with Tiger, here's the difference is his knees don't hold up in that weather, and he'll usually bounce out of there if it's not great.
His knees don't hold up in
no.
what?
No,
rain?
He's getting
leg.
He's getting better, though.
Is he?
Yeah, and he knows that course inside and out. It doesn't
yeah,
matter how old he gets,
bow
he's
going
to always show up to a guest.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so, because I want to see him one more time just in case he drives off a cliff again.
It's the only place in the world that he can still win.
Yes, I agree. That or the British Open, probably, but he's not having sex, so yeah, let's top 20. Let's do it. Tiger
Such
Woods.
A good point. It's news that he's not going to have sex for a week. And all and
week
exactly
off.
Right. What are you saying exactly?
Oh, boy.
Love that.
Yeah.
Great point.
Big
Great
fan.
Point.
Crime Corner came out last night. Download it. It is a separate feed. It is a separate RSS feed. You guys have a new episode. Who is it?
Jung Yoo Jung.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's how you're supposed to say it. That's not racist.
No, I understand.
Oh,
that.
Okay, okay.
I understand that. I think I remember looking that one up. Was that the one who was obsessed with true crimes and then she ended up killing somebody just to see what
yeah,
it felt like?
Yeah, but we really try and debunk that because we, A, feel attacked and triggered.
Yeah.
But also it's like, wouldn't that be convenient, right?
It sure would.
Oh, that all you have to do is just watch a bunch of true crime and you're going to murder? Please tell me the other thing that's going on with you.
Yeah.
And we get into that. But the headline was watch too much true crime.
Okay. That's out today. The audio's out today. Download that. Download Crime Corner. Do you guys have one at the end of the show or a nature nook today?
We have a nookie nook.
Do you really?
It's a good one. It's one we haven't.
Are you sure?
No, but it's one we haven't delved into.
Okay.
I love it.
Got it. All right, got it.
You have been getting it, so we don't have to really say it anymore that you got
it. Like, I don't get the first screen, but I always end up on the last screen.
Okay, so then we're not going to say that you got it until you get all of them.
Okay, great. Yeah.
So we're not going
to
do it
no,
anymore.
No, give me something to shoot for.
We're not going to do anything.
Give me something
like
to work towards. I understand, yeah.
So this, I don't think we've done safari stuff yet, which is amazing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Not really,
like,
no.
Yeah, we've done like, you know, where they drive through.
The zebra videos from a safari.
Oh, that's
the
right.
The lion
okay.
zebra video. It's from a safari.
It's from a safari, but no person was.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What happened here? Is this old broad part of it?
Now,
what?
Meet Gail Mattson.
Oh, boy.
She's 79 and from Minnesota.
Oh, hey, Gail. Where are you going? Gail? Is it Gail?
Gail.
Gail, where are you going, Gail?
Oh, boy.
Well, she wanted to go on a big safari. She said it was going to be her last great adventure.
Oh.
And boy, how right she was.
Oh, my God.
Did she die?
Blam, Bob.
Did you guys fucking kill her?
Blam. I don't know.
Is she dead?
I don't know.
Well, you see what happened.
Look,
what
is there a video of Gail?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
So we're going to see a murder?
No.
What happens, look.
Sometimes elephants get
boy.
Very territorial.
Yes.
Oh,
so
boy.
Gail was driving through the Kafue National Park somewhere in Africa. Doesn't say where.
She's not driving, though.
Yeah. She's in the car.
She's
in the
those
truck.
Safari trucks
oh,
open.
Yeah. Those
you
are
know.
Fun.
This.
Yeah.
She's in this.
She's in this.
Yeah, that's
I
nice.
Think.
Little rag top.
This might be a plane, actually. It doesn't
that
matter.
That looks like a plane.
Yeah.
But it looks like that.
Yeah,
here we go.
You're fine.
Here's her.
There you go. Oh, Gail.
Look at Gail.
Oh, Gail.
Damn it. I don't want anything to happen to Gail.
Well. Too bad. Sometimes, as we all know,
shut up.
You wander into the wrong neighborhood.
Sure.
Oh, boy.
And
Gail.
This elephant said, this is my neighborhood.
Okay.
This is filmed from Gail's safari vehicle.
Is this Gail's camera here?
I don't know.
It's
I don't
someone.
Think so. I do not think it's 79.
Elephant's no, really no, picking no. up speed, isn't he?
Oh.
God damn, that
he
elephant's
was with
moving.
A herd.
It's hauling ass.
He has
fucking
broken
hauling
free.
Oats, dude. Yeah.
The truck stops to get a good look at him.
Oh. Keep driving, bro.
Oh, go.
Oh, no.
Keep going.
Yeah, why'd they stop?
Why did they stop? So the elephant just flipped over the
now
entire goddamn car.
He flipped it over and the elephant might be like, got him.
Yeah.
Nope. Still going.
Still
flipping.
Going.
No.
Still flipping. Pushing it like just a toy down the...
Yeah.
Down the hill. Like a little fucking car. Oh my God, dude. So what happened to Gail?
Gail was crushed to death.
Shut the fuck up. Are you serious?
Yes.
Gail.
Guys.
Look. I know. Gail, look, this is what she wanted to do. She wanted it to be her last great adventure. It was, right? Like, she got
her wish.
Fuck.
Here's what we want to say about this, too.
I'm tearing up right now. I'm actually...
Anyone that wants... The safari thing, I've never, ever wanted to do it. You guys?
Go to Magic Kingdom or Animal Kingdom.
I'm just saying, is it like one of your...
Kind of. I would like to go on a safari.
No.
In like
really?
Africa?
I'm out.
Why?
I'm out.
I like animals.
Okay.
Okay.
You like animals.
Yeah. So allegedly...
They don't like you.
The guy stopped because he couldn't drive anymore. Like he couldn't get the car. He wasn't on a road necessarily. So the terrain made it so that he couldn't go forward. So he tried to sort of...
Back
like yell at the elephant to back him the fuck up.
Right.
But the elephants are psychos, dude. People
I thought they had the fucking guns on. Like, I would go on a safari if the dude that was yelling.
Yeah, usually
had
they
fucking
have a. Or a
trank gun
something.
Or something.
Yeah, dude.
So this was in Zambia. And the other another person was seriously injured and had to be flown to South Africa, which is a couple countries away.
Because
Zambia did not even have the facilities
fuck
for it.
No, they don't have anything over there. Oh, God damn.
You know,
so Gail's dead?
Gail is
dead. Gail's dead.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that today.
So you're crossing off the entire continent of Africa.
Look at yes, all done with Africa.
I'm not crossing it off. I'm just saying,
it's never been on my
list. I don't want to go to space. You guys know that. I don't want to go on a cruise. I don't want to go on a safari. It's just not something that I want to do.
I understand.
Okay.
I cross off India. I never want to go to India.
Yep.
But, I mean, Africa seems kind of chill.
Go ahead and scroll that picture down to Gail.
Does it seem kind of cool?
Scroll it down to Gail. Put it on
Gail.
The
right country.
Do you have another safari video that we can, like...
Nope. Just put it on Gail. Just put the
you know what
on
I
Gail.
Mean? Like a palate cleanser?
Go. So that precious 70-year-old lady wanted to go to Africa and just got crushed to death by an elephant. So, yeah, I'm out on...
what a way to go.
Africa.
You could be like, oh, how'd Granny go? She got
crushed
by
an
elephant.
Pretty sweet, dude.
Yeah.
I mean.
And honestly, I know what everyone's picturing right now, right? Which is like the mountain and the viper, right? Oberyn Martell's head exploding.
They don't get that reference.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. I guarantee what actually happened is.
I know what everyone's picturing right now. What?
Everyone's picturing a watermelon.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I guarantee someone's
no,
thighs.
It wasn't.
Okay. I guarantee that she just got. It was quick, and she.
It was quick, and it was. She
was
probably to the chest.
She fell and probably broke something in. Yeah.
Unconscious.
At that point,
damn it, dude. Yeah. None of it's great.
It's all bad.
Africa's never been on the list, and I think, by the way, at home, you have to marry somebody who has the same travel or adventure shit as you do, or else it's going to be a long goddamn life. Because imagine being forced on this shit, too, where you're like, all right, what about Gail's husband? Did he have to go to this fucking thing? And then, you know,
well,
she got crushed to death?
Africa's not totally off the list for you.
It is.
Why?
No, because Egypt, they have the Pizza Hut.
Oh, they have the Pizza Hut. Yeah.
It's a big continent.
It is.
They have pyramids.
But that one's
Mexico
all the way at
too.
The top. That one's all the way at the top there of Africa. I always forget about it. I always thought it was the Middle East, to be honest with you.
I would just say, like, if you're going on a safari, when you get on the bus, one of your first questions would be, so what's the gun situation?
Yes.
Yep.
A lot?
Yep. Yeah.
Also, if I go to Africa, I want my own gun.
Yeah, because
then you could have been like, I got you, Gail. You know what I mean?
And then just start firing away at that elephant.
Yeah.
At least some bear mace.
Yes.
Spray it right in its fucking 100%, eyeball.
Dude.
I mean, you can't just, oh, no, it's fine. The car, we're good. I'm like, no, no, I'd like guns.
But again, Safari is just quintessence nature nook where you think you could drive a fucking open air vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just around deadly ass animals. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, minimum, I need to see a trumpet.
At a minimum.
Oh, yeah. Could have trumpeted him away, huh?
Because a trumpet would have scared him away.
Right?
Yeah.
A horn, air, like an air horn, something, right?
I mean, look at this shit. Like, this is...
Yeah, like, you think that, because you
Crimea?
Paid money?
So this is
no one's going to kill you?
Right. This is a safari in a zoo in Crimea. Open car. Driving through a lion
fucking
cage.
Fucking lion's just chilling. Oh, what's up?
No way.
No, not what's up.
No, I mean, that's the driver. He's probably chill with him.
Oh,
this is a little bit.
Look at that. Everybody's just taking video, dude. Like, nothing. That girl's trying to pet the fucking tiger. Holy shit. Are you crazy?
Does this go
bad,
weird?
Bob?
I actually don't know, but probably not because it's on YouTube.
Oh, well, damn it.
No, they're domesticated animals.
They're not.
At this point.
Even Tiger King got fucking eaten
he's
up,
in
dude.
A zoo. Well, Tiger King treated them like shit. And tigers are much different than lions. Lions are more chill.
Is there a shot in hell any of you guys would have gotten in this goddamn open air golf cart?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, look, lion? Look, it's, with Gale too, like, you take on that risk. And if you didn't know there was risk, I don't know what to tell you. Like, if you really think that there is not a possibility.
Yeah.
Plus, they're essentially Russian circus bears, right? Any animal in Russia or the Ukraine can do tricks.
Boy, for a limited time, guys. I mean, even the ones in Hollywood fucking attack people. One from, the Will Ferrell movie, Tropic Thunder? No. God damn it. What's
with
the tropics?
Flint tropics. Yes. Yeah.
That one.
Semi-pro.
Went nuts and fucking killed people. So, yeah, dude.
Russian circus bears freaking out on their trainers is a very popular genre of video on
yeah.
The
internet.
Sometimes their motorcycles don't work.
Yeah. Man. That's fucking gnarly.
When you
dude.
Go when you go
yeah,
into the wild,
look, yes,
nowhere you
wild
fucking,
shit might happen.
I get it, but like I wasn't expecting
it's like
Gale from Minnesota, 7 years old, to get trampled by a fucking elephant.
Well, that's where you made the first mistake, dude.
Yeah,
because she's driving through.
Mm. I learned as a kid. Actually, shit, it was in New Jersey. Did you ever go to that place, Delco? It was Adventure Park or Adventure Land or whatever the fuck it is.
What?
He doesn't like Jersey.
Oh, you don't like New Jersey? You never went over to Jersey to those adventure parks and shit?
No, I went to Jersey all the time, but...
So you drive through...
Usually the shore, not...
You drive through, and you get to drive through the animals first, right? Mm-hmm. And then you go to the parking lot. So you have the option to have your own safari in your own car, and they tell you to stay on the road, keep the windows up, and all that other shit. We got a fucking thing ripped off the goddamn car. Cousin was feeding something out the window, and yeah, like I knew then in a controlled, what we thought was controlled, park in New Jersey that, yeah, dude, that's in a minor, like you're in your own goddamn car and those fucking things are crazy. So going to Africa, not a prayer.
Nature Nook. There's some that are funny and there's some that like, look, this is what Nature Nook is. Okay.
I get it.
But what it is.
Showed a dead grandmother today.
You don't want to play Toto in Africa?
Don't think that you can pay for an animal not to kill you because they didn't get the money.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The driver of the truck got the money and the elephant was not in on the fucking business plan. So keep your head on a swivel.
That's
bring your own fucking gun. What?
The elephant came for him because he didn't get his cut.
He sure did.
Any number of things. I mean, what would have, you know...
Where's my money?
Yeah.
What do you think it was? It broke from the herd and ran straight for it. What did they say at all? Like what?
They just get territorial sometimes. I mean, they're super fucking smart.
So he was like the lead of whatever that herd was and was like, I'm going.
I don't even know if it was a lead. Like it honestly, this is how smart elephants are. He might have just been having a bad day.
Listen, and he's like, I could fuck some old bitch up.
I'm not in the fucking
I know there's an old bitch in there that I could crush in 2 seconds.
So it's Six Flags Wild Safari drive-through adventure, and it was in Jackson Township, New Jersey, and you got to do it. It was open from 1974, and then it closed in 2012.
Sure.
And yeah, you got to drive through it. Look, shit wasn't great even when I was a kid, so I don't know. But the drive-through was, yeah, it's great. It, the old school, I got it. It was Great Adventure Park back in the day. Tigers, cheetahs, pumas, brown bears, black bears, polar bears, giraffes, zebras, antelope, baboons, elephants, rhinos, camels, ostriches. I think the camel was the one, actually. The kudu, whatever the fuck that is. A hartebeest, wildebeest, deer, kangaroo, wild goat, flamingos, vultures, hornbills, buffalo, moose, elk, and other animals. There.
But a kudu is, looks like a deer. Here we go.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that could fuck your butthole up.
Oh, boy.
Anyways, we should end on that.
Look, kids, tune in to Drinking Bros Fake News here in about 10 minutes. There's another 70-year-old grandmother story over there today that we're going to talk about. Yeah. Weird.
Mm.
Another 70-year-old grandma. This one didn't get killed.
What are the odds?
Right?
I know.
Who knew?
And, yeah, people are doing a free the grandma campaign, which we'll get into here on Fake News. Pretty fucking funny. Similar look to Gail here. Very similar.
They do, don't they?
Yeah.
They all kind of.
At 70, I'll have the same no-fuss haircut.
They start looking the same.
They
huh?
sure do. They sure do. Whew, we appreciate you tuning in, kids. I apologize on behalf of Jesse today that we showed a 70-year-old woman getting crushed by an elephant.
No, I need you to keep your head on a swivel and don't think for 1 second.
And that's why you're doing it?
Nature isn't going to fucking kill you. Even if you're in Africa on an expensive safari.
R.I.P. Gail. Throw her picture up with the angel hands one more time when we get out of here. Prayers up. Nope. It's the angel noise. Yeah. You sure did, dude.
We had the buttons all like switched around, I think.
Oh, boy. We got to give Gail a proper send-off here at the end of the show.
It's not working.
We got to...
Big ups to Gail, okay?
Let's... Yep. You had the prayer song earlier, okay?
I don't know.
Nope.
Yeah,
nope.
All right, Gail, you did it, girl. You did what you wanted to do. You wanted it to be your last adventure.
Nope, guys. Okay. No, Gail's no longer
with
us. I
don't know what else we could
do for Gail. We're not cheering
for Gail,
Gail's death here.
I just don't know what else we could do for Gail.
It's fine.
It's like ham horn clapping. What else do you want?
I get it. I'll save you a spot in hell, Jesse.
Let me try.
Sure. Let me try.
Nope.
Ding.
No, that's not it either. Yeah,
you know.
Holloway's back there saying she probably yelled YOLO as she was getting crushed. I hope.
Yeah.
I hope instead we got this pic of her with blue blockers on. They're ski goggles. Look at that. It says ski on the mask there and a little yellow flower. Rest
Look,
in peace,
if it
Gail.
Wasn't the elephant, it would have been a tree. Gail was going somehow. She was an adventure. She loved adventure.
Yeah, she sure did. She sure did. Mm. And you love death.
No.
This is the second person you've shown that has died on the show. I just want that on the record.
That's on, this one's on me. This is on me.
Okay. No, I mean.
Well, I think Jesse knew. I think Jesse knew.
Look, I
think the both of you guys knew.
You guys are complicit.
Yep.
Yeah. But at least we're both complicit. And it's not like me showing you someone that got burnt to death without.
Nah, we'll see you.
While you were laughing.
We'll see you guys in hell, okay? Appreciate you tuning in. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star. You can walk away. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. the Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon. I'm not
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.